We are talking about Kim Kardashian and you cannot stop me. This is one of those. I'm sorry. I know. Listen, I'm trying really hard to stay away from the Kim Kardashian news. I don't spend my time telling you about
you
something.
You have a Google alert for it.
No, I don't have a Google. Not anymore.
You have had one.
Well, yeah, because she's an important part of pop culture and we were doing top 40 radio. So that was super important. But now I stay away from like the little minutia stories, like what she wore, what she said, what somebody tweeted at her. I don't do that kind of stuff anymore. I only talk about the important stuff, like the fact that she is hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. And the only reason I bring it up is because Deborah Messing's reaction to it is so interesting to me. So obviously, you know who Kim Kardashian is. In case you don't know who Deborah Messing is, you might know her from Will and Grace, or you might know her from Smash. I feel like those are the two big things that she's been in that people who grew up when we grew up probably know her from. So she was Grace in Will and Grace. And then they did a revival of that recently that I think didn't do very well. But Smash she was in, which was huge. Catherine McPhee was in that, remember? And it's the same people who did Glee. So it was one of those shows where people just burst out into song and it was about being on Broadway and stuff. So I guess Deborah Messing on her bucket list must have been wants to host SNL. So she seems to have a problem with Kim Kardashian hosting this weekend. And she posted this on her social media. She said, "Am I missing something? Why Kim Kardashian? I mean, I know she's a cultural icon, but SNL has hosts generally who are performers, who are there to promote a film, TV show, or album launch." To that, I say, Deborah Messing, you could not be more wrong if your name was Wrongy Wrongerson, which feels like a joke they would have done on Will and Grace. But before we get into this, I want to know, like, what do you think of Kim Kardashian hosting SNL? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a ratings grab and that's all it is. And they're getting people to talk about it. Other than that, she's going to be completely horrible. I mean, Deborah's thinking about the acting part of it and Kim's going to actually have to be in skits, which is going to be horrible.
Right.
Because she can't act. And she can't read. It's just going to be a nightmare, but it's going to have ratings. So there's really nothing you can do about that.
Right. They've done that before where they've had like we just had Elon Musk a couple of weeks ago. Like
it was horrible.
First. Yeah. Oh, he was terrible. It was like, what is he even doing there? And the whole thing was weird. But, you know, so Elon Musk was just there. So I don't know what Deborah Messing is talking about. Plus, she didn't do her research before she tweeted that out. Here's why. SNL has had over 40 non-performing hosts, over 40 of them. Okay, people that are not singers, actors, something in that world that she feels that you have to be there to promote a film, TV show or album launch. First of all, the original Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, hosted in 2005. I don't know where Deborah Messing was in 2005, clearly not watching SNL. But Paris Hilton hosted. So I figure if let's watch a little bit of Paris Hilton just to give you an idea of what might be in store for you with Kim Kardashian. They do this thing where they let the person say like five things and then everybody from the cast comes out and sort of dances around them.
Party. Week it's been very exciting to do live TV because there are no tapes whatsoever involved and that makes me very happy.
Right, so her sex tape, you know, poke fun at yourself.
A friend of mine named Tinkerbell. She's 2 years old and just like me, she's really into fashion.
Hey, Paris, how you doing, everybody?
So now Kenan Thompson comes out and he's holding a chihuahua also.
I know this is gonna sound silly, but my dog has been wanting to meet your dog for a long time. I'm just tired of him pouting about it. Do you mind?
Not at all. What's its name?
Well, his name is Jose Cuervo. Yeah. He's the greatest dog in the world. I just love him.
So really, he's doing the hosting. He's doing the opening monologue.
Hey.
Hey.
So now they pretend the dogs are talking to each other. So Paris Hilton was so bad in rehearsal that they made the decision to pretend to have two dogs talking to each other instead of having her talk. You know what I mean? Like, she's so bad at just reading a monologue or talking, they decided to pretend her dog was talking to another dog.
Well, the good thing about SNL now is they will pad it with a lot of pre-recorded bits. That's what right. Elon Musk did. They had like 14 pre-recorded segments, so it's not really live. That's probably what they're going to do with Kim, is just make her do pre-recorded things and only do a couple of live segments.
Right, and have her poke fun at herself and then have all the other actors kind of dance around her while she says like four things. But I just want to set the record straight for Deborah Messing because, you know, she's a big fan of the show. So the fact that she's probably listening, you know, loved you in Will and Grace. We adore you. However, you were kind of incorrect. So there have been over 40 non-performing hosts, as I said. I'm not going to go through all of them, but just sort of a smattering, just to give you an idea. They've had political figures like Rudy Giuliani and John McCain to Al Gore and the Reverend Al Sharpton. Okay, that's just like four, but they've had dozens. They've also had like a slew of athletes, tons of them. Wayne Gretzky, Nancy Kerrigan, Michael Jordan, even Lance Armstrong hosted before his whole scandal. So again, there's just four of them, but there's also been people who are just famous for being rich, like Steve Forbes and Elon Musk, like they just had. So there have been a lot of over 40, like I said, non-performing hosts on the show. So I get that you're upset that they chose Kim Kardashian over you, but if you look at her social media versus yours, you know.
Yeah, you can't book people just because of social media. That's wrong. Owen Wilson was on it last week. And he's a real actor. I mean,
right.
He's got acting, comedy chops. He wasn't that good. Ratings were at a series low last week.
Ooh, really?
Huge drop in ratings. Down 50% from the previous year. So they're starting at a low rate now with Kim. So we'll see what happens this week. I think people will tune in for the first 10 minutes and then that's it.
Right. Well, so far this whole season 47 has been the lowest rated season that they've ever had in the history of the show.
And they even had a naked girl playing guitar and nobody tuned in. I mean, you put a naked girl on national TV playing a guitar and singing and nobody watched it.
Right. I mean, even Bill Hader, who used to be on SNL, when he came back to host, that was the lowest rated, least watched episode of all time up until then. So, you know, I wanted to say, like, maybe one of the reasons why SNL doesn't do well in the ratings has to do with the fact that the cast is not that interesting anymore. It's not like back in the day when there was like Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, people that you were excited to tune in and be like, you know, what's Phil Hartman going to say this week? That doesn't really exist. And they also don't have those recurring characters that are so beloved they can turn into a movie. Do you know what I mean? Like think about all the movies that came out of SNL that were just because of characters on SNL.
Owen Wilson was really reading every scene. You could see him reading the cue cards, and that's Owen Wilson. Dude's got acting chops, so there's no hope for her.
Yeah,
none at all.
Right. Yeah. So it'll be. But look, we're interested. So are we going to tune in? Are you going to check
gonna
it out?
I'm going to tune in. It records every week. So when I pop it up, it will be on. And the only reason I really watch SNL is for the news.
Right.
I love the news segment. So.
Colin Jost and Michael Che. Yeah. Weekend Update is the best part. It really is.